Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark Kernaghe. Batting third. The right fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gilly Campbell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Tinning. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bud Tinning. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chick Foles. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting fifth. The catcher, Spud Davis. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Wes Skolmerick. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jack Warner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim McLeod. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cy Moore. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Cy Moore. And now, play ball. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. McLeod juggles the ball. That's an error on McLeod. Mark Kernaghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernaghe strikes out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Stevenson. Foles reaches second base with a double. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kernaghe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kernaghe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to third. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klein throws the ball into Hurst, who tags Campbell trying to return to first, for the out. Stevenson scores. Demery moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm takes first base on ball four. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Demery moves to third. Grimm moves to second. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skolmerick. Tinning reaches second base with a double. Demery scores. Grimm scores. Gerges moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Wes Skolmerick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tinning fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Foles. Demery reaches second base with a double. Stevenson goes all the way around to score. Demery moves to third. It's 4-0, Cubs. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Demery scores. It's 5-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim McLeod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLeod hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Todd pinch hits for Cy Moore. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLeod moves to second. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Foles hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McLeod moves to third. Todd moves to second. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McLeod scores. Todd scores. Klein moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Pierce now pitching. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerges strikes out. One out. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tinning hits a pop-up towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 0-for-1 in the game. Skolmerich hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner takes first base on ball 4. Jim McLeod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLeod is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McLeod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McLeod settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Frank Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. One out. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Foles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tinning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Foles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Klein. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Pierce. Gerges moves to third. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tinning bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Gerges scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-2, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warner fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards second. Herman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Skolmerich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmerich is 0-for-2 in the game. Skolmerich hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kyler hits a fly ball into left field. Skolmerich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards third. McLeod settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Demery hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skolmerich. Demery reaches second base with a double. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim McLeod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLeod is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McLeod hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry McCurdy pinch hits for Frank Pierce. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. McLeod moves to second. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foles strikes out. 2 outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tinning fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jumbo Elliott now pitching. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skolmarek. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gerges is hit by the pitch. Bud Tinning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Tinning bunts towards third. McLeod fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimm moves to third. Gerges moves to second. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-4 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Gerges scores. It's 8-2, Cubs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kyler hits a ball on the ground that hits Koenig. Koenig is out and Kyler is safe at first. There goes Koenig trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klein moves to third. Spud Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Klein scores. Hurst moves to second. It's 8-3, Cubs. Wes Skolmarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skolmarek is 0-for-3 in the game. Skolmarek hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-6, Cubs. Leroy Hermann now pitching. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim McLeod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLeod is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McLeod hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Noethe pinch hits for Jumbo Elliott. Fritz Noethe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noethe hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Collins now pitching. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Demery bunts towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevenson moves to second. One out. Ad Liska now playing right field. Chuck Klein now playing center field. Chick Full is now playing third base. Jim McLeod now playing shortstop. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stevenson moves to third. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grimm takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 9-6, Cubs. Leroy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Chick Foles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foles is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Foles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Snipe Hansen pinch hits for Adliska. Snipe Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hurst hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Philadelphia Phillies, 6. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.